Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the morning news. Jérôme Cahuzac is back in court. The appeal of the former Minister of Budget begins today in Paris. He was sentenced in first instance to 3 years in prison for tax evasion and money laundering with regards to his hidden accounts abroad. This case had rocked the beginning of François Hollande's five-year term. There are 21 proposals to reconcile French students with mathematics in the report that will be submitted today to the Minister of Education. This report was drafted on the initiative, in particular, of République en Marche deputy Cédric Villani, who was the winner of the Fields Medal, which is the equivalent of the Nobel Prize for Mathematics. Among the ideas evoked, he suggests to focus on mental arithmetic starting in first grade and better train teachers. Indignation in Corsica. The public prosecutor of Ajaccio opens an investigation after insults against the widow of the prefect Erignac were published on Facebook. The message published compares Dominique Erignac to the French woman having collaborated with the Germans during the Second World War. The message may be attributed to Charles Péri, figure of nationalism on the island. Gilles Simoni, the president of the Corsican Executive Council, denounced the unacceptable text. The earth shook this morning in Aquitaine. An earthquake of a 4.8 magnitude on Richter scale rocked the east of the Deux-Sèvres at around 4 a.m. The earthquake was felt throughout the department and in the Vienne. Luckily, no damages have been recorded. The studio founded by Harvey Weinstein and his brother is being sued. After 4 months of investigation, the state prosecutor of New York accuses them of not having protected their employees against sexual harassment and the actions of the Hollywood producer. Harvey Weinstein has been accused by around 100 women of assault and rape. And the smile and joy of Perrine Laffont, the French Olympic moguls skiing champion, gets the first tricolor gold medal in the Pyeongchang Winter Olympic Games. Tessa Worley will have to wait. The ladies' giant slalom, scheduled for today, is postponed to Thursday because of the hard-blowing winds on the slopes. As for Martin Fourcade, he has a chance to come back after his disappointing eighth place yesterday in the biathlon 10-kilometer sprint. He attacks at 1 o'clock the pursuit. In soccer, things are not going well for Lyon. It is their third defeat in a row in the championship. Lyon was beaten 2-0 yesterday at home by Rennes in closing of the 25th day of Premier League. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.